Jamie Ritchie, mother, grandmother, daughter, sister, aunt, and child of God. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Jamie Ritchie. Jamie Ritchie's life as a blind person, educator, and leader exemplifies caring, community involvement, and a passion for paving the way for future generations, a beautiful template for a leader in the National Federation of the Blind. Born on August 10, 1982, in Oshkosh, Nebraska, Jamie grew up in a close-knit community that supported her through life's transitions, including her adjustment to blindness. Childhood and education. Jamie lost her vision at age 12 due to an allergic reaction to medication for pink eye. With the support of her family, particularly her mother Geraldine, Jamie learned Braille alongside a local homeschool instructor who was equally new to it. From the onset of Jamie's blindness, her mother has been what we so fondly call blind at heart, even now serving as a member of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska's Board of Directors. Despite suggestions to send Jamie to a school for blind children 7 hours away, her mother insisted she remain in her community, a decision Jamie deeply appreciates. Her resource teacher's dedication, learning Braille through a prison-based correspondence course, ensured Jamie's seamless reintegration into public school. Jamie credits this early support and her mother's philosophy of independence for preparing her for the challenges ahead. Professional journey and family life. After graduating high school in 2000, Jamie pursued training at the Nebraska Center for the Blind and enrolled at the University of Nebraska, initially aspiring to teach fourth grade. However, after having her son Isaac, Jamie shifted to massage therapy, practicing for 17 years until rheumatoid arthritis led her to focus on other endeavors. Jamie's career has included roles as an orientation counselor for the Nebraska Commission for the Blind, a position where she taught older adults blindness skills. She has also contributed significantly to the National Federation of the Blind, NFB, holding leadership roles at the chapter and state levels for over 2 decades. Jamie currently serves as president of the Nebraska affiliate and was recently elected to the NFB National Board. Jamie is married to Jeremy, who participates in the Business Enterprise Program, BEP, and together they manage a blended family of 4 adult children and 2 grandchildren. Leadership and advocacy. Jamie's commitment to the NFB began in 2000 when she attended her first state convention. Over the years, she has built a legacy of service, mentoring youth and organizing and participating in initiatives like the National Youth Slam and the NFB Bell Academy in Nebraska. In 2022, Jamie stepped in as Interim Executive Director of Blind Incorporated, now the Minnesota Center for the Blind, during a transitional period. Though she received offers to relocate, Jamie remained steadfast in her commitment to Nebraska, where she feels deeply rooted. A philosophy of giving back. Jamie's dedication to the Federation stems from her desire to give back to an organization that provided her with independence and lifelong friendships. Her passion for mentoring young people drives her efforts to instill confidence, skills, and the Federation's philosophy of blindness in the next generation. Personal life and interests. Jamie and her husband enjoy reading mysteries and westerns, often sharing books as a couple. When not engaged in NFB activities, Jamie values time with family and friends, playing card games, fishing, and exploring new ideas through her diverse reading interests. Looking ahead. As Jamie continues her work in the NFB, her focus remains on fostering opportunities for others and strengthening the community. Whether organizing events, mentoring youth, or guiding blind adults toward independence, Jamie embodies the Federation's mission of equality and empowerment for blind people. Though she does not consider herself a natural writer, it is clear that she has the insight, depth, and the ability to relate to others that is so key to the kind of communication required in our dynamic movement. As fortunate as she may be to have found us, we are a significant beneficiary of the brain, heart, and soul that is represented in the name Jamie Ritchie.